The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Don't worry about it, bud.
Yeah, yeah, they're on.
Hold on. 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Welcome to our program. I did have a replay of the Canadian Football League game going behind me, but I had a thought that perhaps I shouldn't because of the...
The ownership rights that you're always screaming about.
Yes, the ownership rights that I'm always screaming. Yeah, you're right. I don't know whether I'm allowed to on a live video feed. I mean, in other words, if it was just something that if we were using parts of it
Phil, just never mind.
Okay. So we won't just never mind what I said, folks. Welcome to our show. It's something having to do with our video cast tonight. We are on Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We have backstage passes available for you if you'd like to come and watch our video cast. You're more than welcome to do that. And you can also access almost 5,000 hours of archived radio, some of the greatest radio that you will ever hear. I frankly think it's the greatest radio you'll ever hear in your life. But, you know, there's some people who would rather listen to Gordon McNamee and the, the Mystery Theater or something. But...
We're not playing.
Get off the mic, will you?
We're not playing the Shadow Nose, isn't that?
Yes, we don't. I think that's a good point. We don't play the Shadow Nose, you know.
Yeah, with the shadows on his tiptoe, looking at a bedroom window,
and if the shadow. Hold on for a minute. You know what, guys? Just don't butt in because you're confusing me already. The Shadow, there is absolutely no proof at all of any radio show that I've ever heard, of any commentary that I've ever heard, of anybody saying anything about The Shadow, which if you don't know what The Shadow is, it was not only is it an aspect to one's personality as articulated by Carl Jung, but...
Oh, God, you got to show everyone your erudition.
Well, I mean, The Shadow is...
Well, it's also something that happens when you block light.
Yes, but in this case, we're talking about... this old radio show, and we did have a guest on our program who said that The Shadow was known for peeking in bedroom windows while women undressed.
And that's how he got his superpower.
Uh-huh, yeah, and you believe that, huh?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, he could look in a bedroom window.
He could look in a bedroom window and know what...
What was going to happen? I think anyone could look in a bedroom window and know what's...
You guys are idiots if you believe that, okay? Anyway, welcome to the show. Again, 877-876 is our number. And we have with us this evening just a couple of stories that we want to get to. One of them is Lindsay Lohan. And not that it's heavy news. Believe me when I tell you, folks, we don't think that Lindsay Lohan is a heavy piece of news to report. And we are certainly not an entertainment, quote unquote, an entertainment news show. We're not doing that so you can be up on the latest celebs. But there is something rather bizarre about Lindsay Lohan. When it comes to her life and times, her parents, and the constancy of the trouble that she's in, although it may be just a repeat of a lot of stories that we've seen before.
Well, you know, Robert Downey was someone that got into a lot of trouble, and there have been down through the years, by the way, for people that don't know, I'm Margaret Gray, and I do an awful lot of entertainment reporting.
You do?
And so I've seen a lot of these young people turn their lives into nothing more than it's just one night after the next looking for the next fix. Because you know about that, right?
About what?
When you look for the next fix, you're looking for the next fix of dope. And if your life, and I don't know, I don't want to be sued, but let's just say Lindsay Lohan is out there lifting her skirt for anything that comes along, and she needs a fix of dope, and maybe she puts out for her father.
Can we not... What do you mean, it's you don't know, it's just your opinion?
Yeah, you're going to be slanderizing her and everything.
I'm not slanderizing her. How dare you? I'm a journalist.
Well, don't start talking about her lifting her skirt for her father.
Well, Phil, you just said that the relationship that girl has with her father is dysfunctional.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Yes? Oh, what a liar.
I did not. I said I think her old man's a screwball. And I will say this, I haven't heard from that guy in a long time, so maybe, just maybe, the father there, that guy, that Michael Lohan, maybe he got the word. Maybe he finally said, you know, I've been up front and center in the life of my daughter. I need to keep my big fat mouth shut and just drop into the background. Because if all you care about is helping your kid, I would think that that's what you want to do. And that guy is the most self-aggrandizing. What I said was this, if you care about your kid, you know,
Yeah, you care about your kid, you're not going to be all slobbering on every on the screen.
Would you let him finish, please?
But I've got it. If you care about your kid...
You're not going to be slobbering.
Will you shut up, man, and let me finish?
What do you mean, slobbering?
All he ever does is slobber on... Slobber about.
What? What he does is, and what he's done, is he, every time she's in trouble or anything, he's always right there in front of a camera talking about this, that, or something else. He looks like a jackass, he sounds like a jackass, and he's doing damage to the girl, at least he was. So keep your big fat mouth shut and let this child, you know, if you want to help her, I would suggest that behind the scenes, without your big mouth going, put a whole bunch of money into some kind of treatment for this kid. Get her the hell out of the life. Get her out of the spotlight. Get her into a hospital if she needs it, or whatever. Good God Almighty. She's become the punchline to so many jokes, you'd think that people would care. The other story that we have, we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Vernon Dozier, and I have been asked by Mr. Hall to let Mr. Dozier handle this, and I will, but there is a very important, I am told, I don't know the specifics, but I'm told, Bud.
Yeah, this is a very important story.
I talked to Mr. Hall earlier, he said he want you, and you let Mr. Dozier handle all of that.
You got David Hall?
You're Mr. Hall on line three. Mr. Hall? Yeah. You bet.
Do I get to talk to him anytime soon while we're on the air?
Hold on, keep your shirt on.
Give me that phone, keep my shirt on.
That's what I was saying. Phil, are you there?
I'm right here. What's with him talking to you, having a private conversation?
That was just a couple of things I wanted him to pick up.
What do you mean, pick up?
He goes to the store for me late at night sometimes, runs some stuff by the house.
Yeah, he needed some brie. Just some brie, some cheeses.
Just some things that I needed, and Bud sometimes will go by one of the markets. There's a high-end market near where you guys are, and I wanted to pick up a few brie's, and I wanted some of those crackers, but I don't know the name of them. The crackers that have the...
Are you talking about those high-end crackers that they have?
Yeah, it's very high-end, and they've got the...
Well, you know what? That's nice, but I'm on the air right now.
I apologize. But you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know the one you talk... It's got the special kind of flaxseed...
That's what I was trying to figure out.
What happened to you?
Yeah, you had almost like an epileptic fit there.
Just kind of my head drank. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's fine, Bud, if you're trying to figure it out. I am, too. I'm trying to find the answer. I'm happy that you're trying to figure it out.
Well, I'll look it up online. I think I know, because I think I've sent Amparo out for it.
Okay, are we all done?
What?
Are we all done talking about getting brie and cheeses and crackers for you?
Well, Phil, when you put it that way, you're giving the audience the impression that all I do is sit at home and eat cheeses and crackers and lick my fingers while I'm with a remote, you know.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's the impression you're giving people. They think I'm sitting at home sucking a brie, because brie is a very soft cheese. It's almost like you could suck it clean out of its wrapping. And I'm not saying that hasn't been a temptation. But I am telling you...
All right, hold on for just a second here. We're getting way off the mark. I don't want to talk about brie and the fact you can suck it out of the wrapping. I don't want to talk about any of that stuff. All I want to talk about is what I want to talk about, okay? And that happens to be Vernon Dozier coming on in a few minutes. You asked him to come on.
Yeah, that's right. I want Mr. Dozier on there because I don't want any funny stuff. And I'm sorry, Phil. I just don't want anybody getting any cute ideas about the subject matter that he's going to be talking about.
Well, what is it?
I would really rather not say.
Well, David, I'm the host of the show, so I'm going to ask you to tell me.
Phil, why can't you trust his judgment?
Why can't you trust my judgment?
Because I don't trust your judgment. Because I.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. But I don't. I don't trust your judgment. I don't think you're sitting at home on your fat ass sucking brie and cheeses and crackers and, you know.
Sucking brie. You don't suck a cracker. You can suck down you can suck brie down.
You got to watch what you're saying, David. Because,
Why?
Well, brie is technically the name of a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, will you? Can we drop the subject, please?
I wanted you to know Vernon Dozier's coming on to talk about that.
I'm going to find out what he's talking about before he comes on the air.
Wait a minute, Phil.
All right, we're going to be right back. We'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Please get Mr. Dozier on the line. He is a local football coach, but he also is going to be talking with us about a large sports story. That's all I've been told, and they didn't want me to know what it was about because they didn't want any, quote, funny stuff. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com. And I don't know the name of the cracker, Margaret. I'm sorry.
Well, it's got to be on... Let me see.
I know. And I don't want to take up a lot of time.
All right. I'll do it on my own time, then. Can I take off this football game?
Get that off of there, will you?
Yeah, it looks pretty good, though.
I don't care, man. I don't want the Canadian Football League busted on me for using images of their football game, you know, while I'm trying to, you know, we're doing our radio show, okay? So that's a protected broadcast, a copyright, et cetera, et cetera. Although they probably wouldn't mind because I'm not exactly showing the game. It's me in front of them. To that end, let's, what?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to talk to my guest.
So the high-end cracker that, okay. Yeah, I...
Mr. Hall.
Hey, Vernon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Phil, but I got to tell you, if this turns into another one of these...
Hold on for just a minute. Yeah, David?
Well, what's going on with the high-end cracker? I know that Mr. Dozier, are you there? That'll be the second time I'm sad. All right, I'm sorry, but I want to know, what are you doing with the cracker?
What cracker, man? That's not my job to look up a cracker for her.
It was a high-end cracker that I wanted so that Bud would... You know, Phil, if you want me to call back...
No. Goodbye, David.
Wait a second. Don't get tough with me. I'm just...
All right, 877-876-7445. Get out of here with the crackers.
Well, Phil...
Get out of here with you too, bud. Get out of here.
Just try to find out what high-end cracker it is.
Great. Find out what high-end cracker it is on another computer in another room.
I have never...
Fine. Go and get your... Look at this. This is what I'm talking about, man.
I told you, man... When she comes on the show, she wants to talk about what she wants to talk about. High-end cracker and cheese, breeze and different cheese.
Okay, Vernon, it's all clear. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. Yeah, I apologize, but I can't waste a whole lot of time tonight.
I understand that. I wanted to ask you about this story that David was taking great pains not to alert me to the content of because he was worried about... what we might do with it. Can you enlighten me?
I certainly can, Phil, and I do understand David's concern. It is a story that technically a sexual assault, but unfortunately, Phil, it's the kind of sexual assault that some people might think is a humorous, and I can tell you, let me just get into the story here. It was a man, an Alabama football fan, and there had been a LSU-Alabama game, I believe. This might have taken place last January. Yeah, the incident took place last January after Alabama defeated LSU at the Superdome. They claimed the Bowl Coalition Series Championship.
That would be the BCS.
That is correct, Bowl Coalition Series. Now... The man pled guilty to two counts of obscenity and for sexual battery, so he's been given 10 years in prison. And I just wanted to make sure that... I wanted to make sure it was tastefully done, and I had talked to David Hall earlier. I'd called up, and I would, as you know, I've been in discussions with him about perhaps doing some kind of a high school sports segment.
I'd heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and so I called him up to see what progress we were making there, and he said... Will you run a little interference for me on this? So I did.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm a broadcaster of many decades. I mean, I'm an experienced broadcaster. I know what can go on the air and what can't go on the air.
Believe me, Phil, I didn't mean anything against you, and I understand. And I said that person. I said that to Mr. Hall. He said, you know, Phil does a humor show, and he said he may.
I don't find anything funny about sexual battery.
I didn't think that you would, and for people that have been through this. There's nothing funny about it, and I can tell you I just wish I could tell you more.
Well, what are we talking about? This was
what we're talking about here is an incident that took place after the Alabama LSU game at the Superdome. It was the BCS championship game. Now there was an Alabama fan and there were an LSU fan, and they were apparently watching this game on TV. One of the fans, the LSU fan, apparently was unconscious. It probably had to do with the alcohol that was consumed. And that's all I want to say. This man, the LSU fan, was unconscious. The Alabama fan is the one that is now going to prison for 2 years. Prison for 2 years. And I have to tell you, I salute the judge.
Well, I would like to know what was done, okay? You say it was sexual battery?
I'm sorry that I'm very sorry that I characterized it that way, because it makes it sound as if the individual who was the recipient somehow, in normal circumstances, in a normal setting, may have welcomed that kind of advance. I can tell you I have...
I'm going to have to look the story up myself then.
I would rather you just let me say it.
Either you say it or I look the story up myself.
Let me tell you, first of all, I don't want to hear any laughter. I'm not thinking you're going to laugh, Phil, but Bud Dickman or the other one, Mr. Leonard.
Yes, sir.
I would rather you not laugh.
No, sir, I will not. I won't laugh.
All right. Because I know something about this.
Okay.
The Alabama fan, and I'm quoting from the news story, rubbed his genitals in the face of the LSU fan. Now, I've turned up my radio extra loud. If I hear any laughter...
I'm not laughing.
Okay, then I can then tell you that I have myself... I think I heard...
Robert...
Okay, did I hear? I thought I heard the sound of someone restraining a laugh.
I didn't. What did you hear?
I heard something like that. Is that?
That could be noise on your phone.
All right. This happened to me after a Super Bowl. I passed out. I'd had too much to drink, and I woke up while it was happening. And it was not just. When I say rub, they were being dragged across my face, and I was stunned. I didn't know what you can well imagine, and I was stunned, and something was being dragged back and forth across my face, and it was then that I realized it wasn't my wife kissing me. At first, it was,
pleasant?
You said that. I didn't.
Well, that's what it's...
All right, yes. Yeah, I heard that.
All right, Robert, get out of here.
I tried the very best.
See, okay, so he left.
You got to understand something, Vernon.
Oh, Mr. Hendry, I said, and this is why I wanted to do this. I didn't want any laughter.
You got to understand something. It's not a story that lends itself necessarily to the seriousness of the crime of sexual assault. Yes, sexual assault is a serious crime. And this guy did get 2 years in prison, folks. We have to let you know. It's a funny prank. If you want to call it that?
See, that's just it. It is not a funny prank.
All right, I apologize. It's not a funny prank.
Well, then, why did you say it was? I awoke, Mr. Hendry, and I had a headache. I'd been drinking that ice house. And if you've ever... Let me tell you something about if you've got doubts about me and how... I was drinking ice house all afternoon. Thank you very much. 7% alcohol beer. Thank you very much. All right? So I think that says an awful lot about what I'm able to take and what I'm not able to take.
I understand that. I'm not saying that you're some kind of a sissy.
All right, so I wake up after I drank probably 2 6-packs of Ice House, and I shared a bottle of schnapps with a friend of mine. I don't know why. I had 2 6-packs of Ice House. I had a bottle. I split a bottle of schnapps. I drank another bottle of schnapps by myself.
Well, my God, you were blind stinking drunk.
I was passed out, yeah.
You were a bottle and a half of schnapps, 2 6-packs by yourself.
Yes.
Hold on, we'll get the rest of this story.
Well, that means I got to sit on this information for a whole break, and I
Well, just, yeah, that's exactly what it means. Hang on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk here with Mr. Vernon Dozier about this crime that a man was sentenced to 2 years in prison for. It was an obscene and an obscene act and a sexually assaulting or assaultive act, and we'll get to the bottom of Mr. Dozier's experience. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
And they just dragged it back and forth. Oh, are we still on the air? Sorry.
Welcome. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, or online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Vernon Dozier has joined us. He is a football coach. We're reading the story, which I just now have pulled up. And there's a bit of a controversy, and I've got David G. Hall, who's also on the line from his home in South Pasadena. David is our vice president of syndication. What's the problem, David?
Well, Phil, the problem is simply that I asked Mr. Dozier to come on the program and to address this particular topic because I did not want it addressed in a juvenile fashion. The fact that an individual has just been given 2 years in prison, and an Alabama football fan has been given 2 years in prison by dragging his genitals over some guy's face.
Well, one of the things, if you'll hold on, one of the things is not so much, it was the fact that he videoed it and he put it on YouTube.
Well, yeah, and it went viral, and it humiliated the individual. Now, I've noticed that I was listening, you were giving him an argument.
Yeah, and I'm going to give him an argument, and you got no business coming on here and commenting on the content of my show. You're a salesman, okay?
I understand that, Phyllis. No need to try to publicly excoriate me. I'm just...
It's necessary because you're coming on here and telling me what to do with my show.
I'm just saying what the advertisers are going to accept, and...
I don't need you doing it on the air. We can talk about it later. Do you understand?
So you're going to come on the air here, and you're going to talk about a guy dropping his nothing small.
Okay, get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Vernon, so, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't think we need to have David in on this conversation. So go ahead and continue. It is the Alabama fan, and I have the story here. Alabama football fan got a dressing down and 2 years in prison for obscenity in a viral video with an unconscious LSU fan after last year's championship game. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Phil, I understand what you're talking about. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your show either. It just Mr. Hall wanted me to come on and try to give this to give you some information on this, because I had this done when I was at a Super Bowl party, and I think I've been very clear with you that I had a lot to drink and I had passed out, the same thing as this LSU fan. When I woke up, it wasn't just a matter of this person, you know, rubbing the so-called, rubbing it, but this guy was...
Did you know this person?
Yes, I did, and he was the husband of one of my ex-wives. I've been married three times. And
this was your ex-wife's husband?
Yeah. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because he did this knowing that I really couldn't retaliate, because I had a ownership stake in a company that my wife was the principal stockholder in, and that I still had the ownership stake in, and that I was making a very good income from.
But you were divorced.
We were divorced, and part of our divorce agreement was that I would be a part of, retain my ownership stake in the company, yeah.
That your wife was a majority stockholder in?
That is correct, yes, sir.
And so, to keep things right at the office, so to speak.
Well, okay. Keep in mind, this was not my full time job. My job is as a football coach for a high school, but I had this large portion of shares that I held with this company. Yeah.
And so, in other words, to keep your keep that viable, you couldn't do anything about her husband rubbing his
Yeah, I mean, I woke up and I saw, the first thing was I saw something being dragged across my face, and I realized that it was what it was, and I saw this guy's, you know, and I got up so fast that apparently I rammed my head right into them, and so this guy's in pain, and I look down, and it's Randy, who is my ex-wife, Joy, it's her husband. And
were you married at the time?
No, I was not. This is just before I married my present wife. And so I look up, and this guy's holding on to them, and he's ow, 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 and because I pushed, you know, I gotten up real fast, because as soon as I recognized that someone's rear end was...
I understand.
And so, you know, and he's holding on to them, and Joy is sitting there laughing. And I had no choice but to react violently, and I did. The judge, in that case, wound up fining me and giving me 90 days in the county lockup, which at that time was in Orange County, Florida. So I, you know, I never really saw justice.
Now, hold on, I just want to ask you a question. This guy is doing this to you. You get up, and what did you do to him?
Well, I kicked him.
You kicked him?
Yeah, I kicked him several times.
And you got jail?
I got jail, yeah. And that's why I'm saying my hat's off to the judge in this case, where some guy drags it across a guy's face, and he gets 2 years in jail. I say that's my hat's off to him.
Mr. Hall's back.
Oh, my God, with this guy, Hall. Yes, David, what's wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to interfere or anything, but I wanted you to hear this part of the story where he kicks this guy because the guy had dragged it across his face, and they gave him jail, but they didn't give the guy that dragged it across his face, didn't give him anything. In this particular case, they did give a guy jail, and I wanted that to be a very specific and a very... I wanted that information to come out, because I think that what you're talking about is a progression of justice, all right? Look, Phil, we've all been involved in these pranks. I've done this kind of thing.
You're saying you've done this?
Yes, sir, I did it. I'm not proud of it.
Well, no, I want to be clear. Are you one of the people that actually you pulled it out and dragged it?
Yes, sir, I did. I did it in high school. I did it again in college.
Why?
For the very same reasons these people. It is a way of dominating. It's a way of making a statement. Now, we didn't have YouTube the way they have it today. So you take photographs of it.
And I'm supposed to sit here and say what to that?
I'm saying that I now realize I was wrong and that they're giving guys jail is a good thing.
Do you think you deserve jail?
Not now, I don't know. What do you think? There's a statute of limitations on something like this.
But do you think you should have had jail back then?
Well, I don't like the way this is going.
I'll tell you something, Mr. Hall. If you say that you're an individual that pulled your shorts down and while a guy was asleep, you started dragging it across his face, and you are now saying, oh, you're on the other side of that. You encourage judges to give people jail time, but you don't think you are liable for jail time. I would say that you've had the best of both worlds, you know?
What do you mean? Well, I don't understand what you mean by the best of both worlds. See, that's insulting to me.
Why?
Well, because he thinks I'm getting my... What, do you think I'm getting my cookies?
I didn't say getting your cookies.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a minute. What do you mean by the statement that he has the best of both worlds?
He gets to take it out and... You're saying that because as a young person and I'd had too much to drink, and I did what we, in those days, we used to, you know, in those days we used to call it, that was called a flat tire. Nowadays a flat tire is something different, but in those days I was... So I flat-tired a guy, and you're saying that that was fun, and now it's fun for me to see guys get jailed? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, yeah. Are you going to deny it?
I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, but I'm not going to say...
All right, you know something? You are further indicting yourself with every freaking word out of your big fat mouth, David.
How's that?
How is that? I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, but by the same token...
Well, when you got a guy who's been mouthing off to you for the entire 2 days that he is now dating your girlfriend, and he's saying in the loudest possible voice at a party the stuff that they do together sexually, and that ass has the stupidity to pass out drunk in your house. You better believe I had a good time pulling a flat tire on that guy. Not only a flat tire, but a top down. I mean, we did an unpaved road on him. We did a lot of stuff. And
I don't know these terms.
Well, I mean, unpaved.
I don't know these terms, and I don't want to know. All right?
I happen to know what an unpaved road is, and I can tell you, if that's what you did, you belong in a prison cell, okay? Are you kidding? Look at the unpaved road that we...
I don't want to continue the discussion of anything that I don't have any definitions for, and I don't want you guys talking about. All I know is that we started out saying that a guy's getting prison time for according to the news story, rubbing his genitals on the LSU fan. He got 2 years in prison. Now I come to find out that you, Mr. Dozier, were the victim of this. You, Mr. Hall, have perpetrated this kind of crime. And the two of you are sitting there trying to justify yourselves.
When you say justify, are you kidding me? Of course I'm trying to justify myself. I'm a victim. I was sexually assaulted. Do you understand that? And you want to admit that? I want to admit what? You want to admit that someone used you like a woman. All right.
Okay, hold on. Hold on to everything.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying.
No, that's not what he's saying. Everybody hold on.
That's exactly what he's saying, Phil. He's saying that...
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that he was assaulted. And the judge agrees. The judge would agree. The judge in this case said it's a sexual assault. This guy got 2 years. Do you understand? 2 years in prison. 2 years in prison.
That's because it went viral on YouTube.
No, it's not because it went viral. Maybe, but the 2 counts of obscenity for rubbing his genitals on an LSU fan, prosecutors dropped a charge of sexual battery, which was punishable by up to 10 years in prison. So it was 2 counts of obscenity. It had nothing to do with YouTube.
Yeah, but did you see they dropped the charge of sexual battery?
They did drop the charge of sexual battery, which would mean up to 10 years. But that was a plea bargain. You understand? A plea bargain. And
why did they make that plea bargain?
They wanted a guilty plea from this guy. They wanted this guy to do some jail time. He could have gotten 10 years. They said, tell you what we'll do is we'll knock it down to 2 if you plead guilty to a lesser charge of obscenity. But the fact of the matter is they were ready to charge him with this sexual battery.
Well, hold on for a minute, because you see, you think you're helping, but you're not, Mr. Hendry. What you're saying is he was not charged with sexual battery. And for a victim of that crime like me to wake up and see it being dragged over your... Yeah, you could say it. It's getting dragged across your nose. Exactly. It's across my nose, my eyes, and I get up and I do what's instinctive, and I kick the guy about 6 times in the chest and the stomach, and I go to prison. Now you're telling me that I'm worse because I kicked this guy in the stomach and the chest hard enough and long enough so he'd pass out. And I go to jail. Meanwhile, this guy is using my face as some kind of a scratching post for it.
All right, okay. I don't want to hear anymore. I got to take a break. Hold on.
I think, Phil, you need it.
We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back here with Vernon Dozier, David G. Hall, and your phone calls when we come right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You know an actor by the name of Olivier Martinez. This guy was in a film with Diane Lane called, what the hell, I can't remember.
Oh, it was a wonderful part, though.
Yeah, it was a movie about a guy, it was a movie about a woman that cheats on her husband with a very handsome and sexy young guy, played by Olivier Martinez. In fact, it was Richard Gere plays the husband of Diane Lane, and she goes out and has sex in all kinds of places with this actor, well, not with this actor, with the character played by this man, Olivia Martinez. And it's like in a bathroom and on a floor.
Well, Phil, it's a lot more romantic than that. But you're right. It was one, there was one sex scene in a public toilet.
Yeah. And in any event, It's a great film. It's a great film, and you should see it. I wish I could remember the name of it, but look it up. It's a fantastic part for Diane Lane and all everybody in it, and it really wrenches your guts out. It has a very unusual twist in the plot, which I think you'll enjoy. The reason why I'm mentioning this is this guy, Olivier Martinez, and Halle Berry hang out together, and there was some kind of a fist fight on Thanksgiving with some other actor who doesn't look all that good after this fight with this guy, Martinez, and we will update you on this coming up next hour. Vernon Dozier is with us. We're going to perhaps get another phone call on the air here with one of you good people. Vernon, you know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, you know, I saw that story, and I got to tell you, I think that's rubbing it in pretty good, you know. And when you talk about what I've been through, and we're talking about this LSU fan having another guy's you know what rubbed in his face, and then that guy goes to prison. I had it rubbed in my face, and I went to jail for 90 days.
Well, you assaulted the man that did it.
Oh, well, isn't that too bad? Isn't that too bad, you know?
Well, Vernon, I understand your anger, but kicking a man till he's unconscious, as opposed to that man rubbing his, shall we say, his family, the family honor in your face, isn't that a good word?
Okay, that's fine, you know.
Whatever.
Well, it's better than you two talking about the genitals and I don't know. But let's say you're laying there, you're passed out drunk, and he pulls his shorts down and he rubs his family's business all over your face.
Okay, Margaret, we get it, all right?
All right. So, and then you get up and you kick this man till he's unconscious. Is that what you did?
That's what I was hoping to do, and that's what I imagined I was doing. He never really did pass out. He got up and laughed at me.
Was he unconscious or not?
No, he was never unconscious. He was laughing the whole time. So, do you understand what I'm saying?
Then why did you say you kicked him till he passed out?
That's what I wanted to have happen. That's what I fantasized. The fact is, he got up and started laughing at me.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you put up with a lot there.
Phil, that is not responsible of you to say.
I don't care. He put up with a lot there. But here's the point.
What is the point? I came on here to talk.
We're talking about this LSU guy, right? The Alabama guy?
Yeah.
Okay. The point is that this was an outrageous thing. It was sexual battery.
That's exactly what it was. And this judge charged the guy with obscenity, and he's going to jail. He's going to jail for 2 years. I go to jail for 90 days because I'm kicking some guy, and it has no effect on him.
It had no effect on him?
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing. I kicked and kicked and kicked, and he just laid there looking at me going, ha, 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 doesn't hurt.
What in the world?
I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. Oh, boy.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-7445. Let's go to Roy in Massachusetts. Roy, how you doing? You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hello, Phil. It's Roy Biskey here. I'm very happy to be on your program tonight. I wanted to talk to the school teacher who's on your program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I understand that what you're discussing here is a little disgusting, and I'm with Phil, and I think one or two of the other people on the panel said that this is a very sensitive topic. It is a very sensitive topic, but it has a very comic aspect to it. So let me just get to the seriousness here of this. From what I understand, you said that you got up and you just told Mr. Hendry you assaulted this man.
Yes, I did. I got up and I kicked him,
And you said now that it had no effect. He was laughing.
That is correct, yeah.
And do you remember the woman that he was with?
Yeah, the woman, the man that I kicked?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was a lady by the name of Joy Begley. She was my ex-wife, and she was with this guy that was her current wife. I mean, excuse me, was her current husband.
And what was his name?
His first name was Randy.
Okay, I believe that that man is my brother.
Your brother. His last name was Begley.
That is correct, yeah. I mean, my last name is Biskey because we had two different fathers, but we had the same mother.
And
so, sir, you're saying Randy Begley was your brother?
Yes, I'm saying my half brother. Yes, sir.
Your half brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, that explains a lot.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. He's my half brother, and if ever there was a family,
that explains a lot. You got a half brother, and the kind of redneck.
Well, that's what I was going to say. From what we come from our background, the people we come from, it doesn't surprise me at all. He did that a lot while we were growing up. He did it to my father.
He did it to your father?
Your father.
Oh, yeah. It was what we did for, and it was funny to us. And my father did it back to us. So, you know.
All right, thanks very much for everybody. I got to go. I can't deal with this.
What do you mean you can't deal with it?
Henry, we're getting to some very good places here with...
I can't deal with this. I can't talk about it. I'm telling you, I can't do it, man.
Well, what did you do? You hung up on everyone.
Yes, I hung up on everyone. I don't want to talk about this anymore. He did it to my father. My father did it to me. I come from a family. That happens to be my brother. We'll be back next hour. World famous Phil Henry Show. God!
Well, you've hung up. Now, what are you going to do?
Don't worry about it, okay?
Well, this is David G. Hall, and you've left me dangling. There's been a lot dangling tonight, but now you've left me dead.
Thank you.
Phil Henry.